USA News. I'm Tim Berg. Tuesday is the biggest day of the 2024 presidential primary season. Super Tuesday will award over one-third of the total delegates possible for the Democratic and Republican presidential hopefuls from over a dozen states. Reports say former South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley may enter GOP campaign with a poor showing. Firefighters in Texas are continuing to wrangle against the largest wildfire in the state's history, which has burned crops, killed thousands of livestock, and destroyed structures. While giving an update about the fire, Texas Republican Governor Greg Abbott tells people in the area to keep their eyes on the situation as the fire is not close to being put out.
The fire is not yet put out. It has not yet been extinguished. And until it is, and with the weather conditions constantly changing, we all need to maintain vigilance to make sure that nobody else loses their life.
The White House is ramping up efforts to deliver aid to civilians in Gaza by airdropping supplies over the region. During a press briefing, White House National Security Communications Advisor John Kirby details a recent delivery of aid.
Department of Defense conducted another airdrop of humanitarian assistance into Gaza. Three U.S. C-130s dropped 60 bundles, with a total of more than 36,000 meals ready to eat. We were joined in this endeavor by several Jordanian aircraft as well.
Florida Republican Governor Ron DeSantis says his state is cracking down on spring breakers' misbehavior this year as communities prepare for an influx of tourists. He spoke from Miami Beach on Tuesday.
I know some people may be coming from other jurisdictions where they can get away with this type of activity. That is not going to fly in the Sunshine State.
This is USA News.
Greece is cheap,
but the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer, and again, airfare...
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this? Low-cost airlines.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations. Where would you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia?
Wow, that's cheap.
So why wait? Call now to learn how crazy cheap it is to fly anywhere in the U.S. or international. Our prices are so low, we can't publish them. The only way to get them is to call to instantly hear the most amazing best deals on airline travel. It's that easy. So call now and start packing.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
In February, the Senate tanked a bipartisan immigration and foreign aid bill after Republicans came out against it. Republican presidential candidate Nikki Haley joining Fox News to say former President Donald Trump should never have told members of Congress to block the bill, as border security is a huge issue in the country.
Congress should have gotten in a room and not come out until they strengthened that bill to protect Americans. But what happened was Donald Trump said don't pass anything until after the general election because it would hurt him. We can't wait one more day to strengthen these asylum laws.
Reaction is continuing to come in after the Supreme Court ruled earlier this week that former President Donald Trump should appear on the ballot in Colorado after the state's Supreme Court ruled the GOP presidential candidate violated the 14th Amendment's insurrectionist clause because of his role in the January 6th Capitol riot. Arkansas Republican Senator Tom Cotton joins Fox Business and says he believes that Democrats are trying every option to keep the former president off the ballot.
The Democrats are resorting to legal warfare to try to keep President Trump off the ballot. Thankfully, the Supreme Court junked that yesterday. I think they're also going to see President Trump winning most of these bogus cases against him. But it's a sad state of affairs when Joe Biden and the Democrats are so unpopular that they can't try to win at the ballot box. They can simply try to imprison their opponent.
For USA News, I'm Tim Berg.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs. And if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-284-9275. That's 800-284-9275.